Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, why is Bonnie Lockett, a NoF creator, marrying herself after her divorce? And buying herself a $25,000 ring and $20,000 dress? Because it's just a publicity stunt to drive more viewers and subscribers towards her content. I wouldn't be surprised if the ring isn't even real and the dress was just a rental or something so she could get an agreement with the seamstress. If she's genuine, she'll probably cheat on herself and then file for divorce. Up next, here's what the evolution of the family looked like over the last 7 years. What will the 2030s bring? Probably a bunch of migrants, or how about a robo-waifu that looks like this? But I still think it's way too soon for technology like that, so I think it's probably going to be a Muslim migrant family living in that apartment after they discard the two freaky-looking people at the bottom by trying to teach them how to fly. Number three, this fake news headline says that Trump cancels his $500 Trump phone and the customers will lose their money after putting down a $100 deposit. I think he's going to put the phones out eventually while using the consumer deposit money for his other business ventures. But he was also involved with ACN video phones back in the late 2000s, and their salespeople tried to deceive me into actually selling them and buying them. I don't buy or promote something simply because a certain famous person uses it, but a lot of people fall for social proof marketing. Moving on, people are saying that if it looks like a bubble and feels like a bubble, then it's a bubble. This shows you the concentration of money in certain asset bubbles over the last 200 years. It looks like AI is getting to levels of the dot-com, Japan, and Nifty 50 bubbles. Remember that topping on the markets is a process and not a destination, and the stock market peaks only after real estate and bonds. We're getting closer, but no one can actually time the top or bottom perfectly. Number five, this woman creates the Lovable app that does background checks on men to make sure that women aren't dating criminals. I wouldn't be surprised if they were actually using this app to date criminals. There should be an app out there that checks a woman's credit history. Most have a terrible one to boot. But seriously, why does this app only check men's criminal background? What if a woman is a lesbian? Wouldn't that be discrimination? Up next, if it wasn't for women, this is how most guys would live, and there's nothing wrong with it. He's saving all his money and investing it in an early retirement in his 40s, no doubt. Besides, most men's only personal space in the house is the basement, garage, or shed. Just don't keep that car running because besides ending you in the short term, in the longer term, life expectancy declines by 15 years due to carbon monoxide exposure. Number 7, some study out there says that sex is as good as a sleeping pill when it comes to curing insomnia. Of course it is. Usually it puts men to sleep as they roll over and snooze out. I had the opposite problem where I would actually put the woman I was with to sleep after it. Also, many nights I couldn't get any sleep because I was awoken to have sex. Whoever says that men's sex drive was higher than women's didn't actually turn a woman on before. Moving on, this user interface for Winamp still looks better than most of the apps out there today. It's almost like we're going backwards in time when it comes to design. This is great because it allows you to control the highs, lows, and mids, which is something the latest Windows versions still won't let you do. Is it my imagination or did Windows 95 and 98 allow you to control audio levels a lot better than the current version? I miss the good old days with MP3s in the music industry when it was gouging us and deserved to go down. Number 9, this guy has to be the biggest troll. Or was the biggest troll ever? He was an obese gay mukbanger, and now that he's 35, his fun times being gay are over, and it's time to have some kids. I bet he wasn't even gay to begin with. So does this prove that being a homosexual is a choice after all? Or maybe with the young generations, dating is so bad that you're either rich and famous and find a woman, or you're poor and find a dude. Also, how do we know that he's not just trolling us again? Up next, Abdullah here thinks his wife is going to fulfill her wifely duties. But unless my eyes are deceiving me, that's a grim reaper. In the West, we used to think this is a bad thing, but in Islam, it means he's about to go to paradise and get his 72 virgins and 80,000 servants. That 72 number wasn't even the Quran. It's from Hadith literature, kind of like the Islamic version of the rapture. Why do people fall for religions that promise them the world and then some? Number 11, I'm so tired of this. Even Christopher Nolan appears to have gone woke. Just like turd-flinging monkey, the last film I watched in the theater was also Joker at the end of 2019. Before that, it was Endgame, Civil War, Blade Runner, and Interstellar. I won't be watching this in the theaters, and if it gets bad reviews, I won't even sail the high seas to get it. The next film I'll probably watch in theaters is Highlander with Henry Cavill and Russell Crowe. You know, that's probably going to crush it. Moving on, and speaking of filmmaking, it used to be about innovation and artistry. Now, in many films, they look worse than AI-generated slop. What do you expect when film studios outsource their CGI work to Mumbai to save money? And just look what they did to your boy here, Michelangelo. It's like we're living in a timeline where everything is degrading or de-evolving. We can't even come up with new decent comic books and superhero characters. We're so pathetic. Number 13, according to the UN, here are the fertility rates for Southeast Asia. I don't really know how accurate these are, but I've looked at a few sources and all these countries are at or below one child per woman. Remember that if each generation is half the size of the last one in five generations, China's population will fall from over a billion down to 30 million. This is the greatest threat our species has ever faced, and the greatest opportunity as we create artificial wombs and robo-nannies, then we can finally reach some sort of population equilibrium. Up next, Canada is so crazy that they name these two lakes another lake and another lake. What do you expect when the country has over 2 million lakes in it? If you think that this is a coincidence and just something that happens in British Columbia, then look at Nova Scotia on the other end of the country, where you have first, second, and third lake all right next to each other. In Ontario, we have Donald Duck Island. I kind of see the shape now. Number 15, here's the ideal woman, according to women. She wears revealing clothing, is a liberal girl boss, refuses to cook, is woke, and has a toxic relationship with her father with multiple tattoos. This is way too many red flags for any sane man. Only a simp would touch this. I think they forgot to add AIDS to this list. Here's what the ideal woman is to most guys out there. She likes you, isn't a bitch, and she's not fat, which is optional. And yet all this is still way too much to ask. Moving on, Sergey Brin, one of the founders of Google, has a mega girlfriend and denies pushing him to the right because if she did, she says she'd be married and have his kids right now. But let's get real, women are communists in panties. I think the whole far-right thing is just for show, but deep down they all want to redistribute your wealth to themselves. It's their biological imperative for the most part. Sergey escaped Soviet communism and now he's falling for Susie Homemaker communism instead. Number 17, what the hell happened to men? Why are they riding around on electric scooters like pansies? But they are braver if you think about it, because if that scooter crashes and they're going 30 or 40 miles an hour, those flip-flops will be all that's left of them. No helmets, no leather, no denim to prevent scrapes. If the Terminator arrived today, he'd want your shirt, your slippers, and your scooter. Someone should actually make that with AI. Also, these days, there's no more money for motorcycles. Up next, what a wild time to be a simp. You can't afford the $300 date with her because of inflation. But here's the bedroom of the guy she actually sleeps with. It's not about the green in your pocket, but your baby batter in your jeans that's more important. I would always leave my laptop on the sheets like that, and it would always overheat. This guy actually looks pretty upper class because there's an actual bed sheet on that bed too. Otherwise, these look like Spartan living quarters. Number 19, this Wayman says that she lets her straight boyfriend have sex with other men, and that her mother worries that he'll leave her soon. Sounds to me like he already has. And she's got that face that could turn almost any straight man gay. Later on, she's going to get that HIV and start to wonder what happened. Remember that 28% of gay men have slept with over 1,000 dudes. Even the prudes probably have a notch count in the middle double digits. Moving on, there are reports out there floating around that the hantavirus will shrink your penis, which are false. Looks like it's time to get vaccinated, supposedly. I think the people behind this are pro-vaxxers trying to push people to get experimental jabs once more. The hantavirus mortality rate is between 36 and 40%, which is yet another reason I do not do urban exploration anymore, because of mouse droppings that carry it. Yet another reason to put mouse traps around your place. Number 21, who says there's no such thing as a happy ending for a narcissist? Dude gets left by his wife and he sails off into the sunset with a younger pop star. You know his ex is livid about this. He also destroyed a G7 economy, created an unaffordability crisis for Gen Alpha, watched youngling corn on his official prime minister's computer, took our freedom during COVID, and flooded Canada with millions of jeets. Dude looks like he won in life while making as many other people as possible lose in life. He really is Castro's son. Up next, who would you rather be? Little Bobby De Niro or Sly Stallone? Sure, he might have three sons, but at least one of them is now transitioning into a daughter. You don't hate him enough. He turned his own sons into trans incels, and he's got a terrible case of Trump derangement syndrome, and it's sad to see what he's turning into. I guess we can all be happy about Joker giving him what he deserves. He's also a communist and voter for Mam Danny, and then when the NYC mayor tried to take his wealth, suddenly he was against communism. Number 23, here's a first grade teacher arrested for smashing a student and confessed to her husband that she did it. Good on the husband. He had enough self-respect and empathy for younglings to rat her out. But I'm pretty sure she'll still find a way to bend him over in the divorce courts. Luckily, the kid was 16 and not in the first grade. Also, always pay attention to the had sex with versus grape narrative. The media is covering for women like this. Moving on, what the hell is going on with Gen Z, where 77% of them admit bringing a parent to a job interview? Or have their parents talk to their boss and hiring manager as well as complete work assignments for them? I can only imagine what's going to happen with Gen Alpha. I hear that Gen Alpha won't do anything that's hard in life. Civilization is screwed if these are the types of folks that'll be taking over in 10 to 20 years. Looks like I was wrong about Indians. They're more independent and willing to work than this. Number 25 and the last one, here's the before and after of Gaza in 2023 versus 2026. I'm a bit suspicious because why is there rubble where before there was just grass? Looks to me like poorly designed AI propaganda. It's still terrible ending 50 to 100,000 Palestinians, and that's a war crime. But you want to know what else is a war crime? Going into Israel's controlled areas and taking out innocent kids at a concert. Should have thought of that first. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.